Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show with us tonight, 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
It's me, Ian.
And we're going to go straight to your calls and your thoughts. We have Major Payne calling in. Major Payne, you're on the phone with us.
Hey, peace, people. Hey, calling in, I guess, about resistance to the vaccinations. I got six grandchildren. One of them was vaccinated at the age of 18 months.
Well,
and she became autistic.
It wasn't with the COVID vaccine, right?
No,
it was MMR.
The standard MMRI.
Hmm.
Measles, mumps, and rubella.
Okay.
And, you know, things we've all had, you know, akin to the polio shot. Things that are not supposed to affect us. But, yeah, anyway, she ended up being autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently there's four different levels. Well, she's a L2, and she's got ADHD, she's got ADD, she's got PTSD, she's got developmental disorders. And today, my daughter and her child's father, mm-hmm, were both pretty well large framed. They were short. My daughter's not short, but anyway. So to this child at this point going crazy is you're dealing with a baby Huey.
And, what do you mean, baby Huey?
You've never seen the cartoon. You don't know who baby Huey is.
Right? You mean Who Framed Roger Rabbit? No.
No. This is before. This is back in Warner Brothers or one of them days.
I forget. Anyway, I'm sure I've seen the character. I just don't remember.
It's a very large, out of control subject.
Okay.
That is in a diaper, and you don't feel like you have the right to touch it. That's baby Huey.
Okay.
And so anyway, this child had a meltdown in the school, and they had to call in the police.
Oh, boy.
One of the people in the school system felt they had the right to restrain her or paddle her or whatever, and...
Call in the men that have absolutely no training on how to deal with someone like this.
Yeah. And this is just a kid that's freaking out.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? So
all she wants to do is crawl in a hollow log.
Okay.
Oh, good God.
So what happened when they called the cops?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, dude. This is in Arizona. I'm in Michigan.
Oh, okay. So you didn't hear that they arrested her or anything like that?
No, well, she's now in a facility.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has been begging anybody that would listen for some help for hell, 10 years. And now that it's finally in the hands of the Almighty, well, somebody paid attention. Good God, how could that have happened?
What kind of facility did they put her into? Like a state run?
No, dude. I just got this call from my daughter tonight. I'm still in tears.
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Anyway, as far as these Haitians,
mm-hmm,
underneath the bridge down there in Tejas.
Yeah.
The man behind the curtain, you know as well as I do, it ain't a man, it's men. But going back to the Wizard of Oz analogy,
mm-hmm,
beware of the man behind the curtain. I don't know if you guys have ever checked that opening scene out, but all the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Fireball Head slams up, the only one that runs to the true sense of the matter is Toto. He smells him. He goes and runs up there and he yips. And then Dorothy goes and rips back the screen. Oh, the man behind the curtain. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, man. Definitely appreciate it.
So
you've seen that, right?
No, remember, I've told you I've never seen The Wizard of Oz. You just wanted me to say that.
No, I don't remember. I'm sorry. I should presume you haven't because you really haven't seen a lot of movies.
I just really like movies.
It's a good one, especially when you you can also watch it along with the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, which is kind of fun.
I've seen the Muppets version with Miss Piggy.
I didn't know there was one.
Yep. I think it has Whoopi Goldberg. Anyways, I think he was getting to a point, but he kind of forgot about it because, well, when I screened his call, he was saying that, you know, people have good reason to not want to be forced to take a vaccine. And
sure.
His point about his granddaughter who became autistic after getting the MMR.
There's a lot of people who believe vaccines lead to autism.
Yeah, apparently she has a lot of other issues, too. Who knows, you know, the truth behind all that.
But. I don't know, but I don't do the research. I don't have kids, so this isn't something I'm going to have to confront. I did receive the usual vaccinations of a child of the 80s, so nowhere near as many as they give to kids today. I'm okay, thank goodness. But there's a lot of people that do believe that that vaccinations lead to autism, and I presume that they've looked at some level of evidence for this. Now, of course, correlation isn't necessarily causation, so you can't really say for sure, but there's some interesting correlations there.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of an anomaly. I'm a libertarian female who was born in 1996, and I'm not autistic.
Right, yeah.
And
we took the test online.
I never got any of the shots, so correlation's
maybe
not causation,
why.
But...
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Who actually knows? But I think he was also getting to another point. He was going to say that there's a man behind the curtain helping immigrants end up in the United States under the bridge in Texas. I don't even think those are Haitians. Like, those are two separate groups he was putting together. But I don't know. I just think
I've heard that the people under the bridge are Haitians, aren't they?
Oh, they are? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's hard to keep track of all the news.
Yeah, it is hard to keep track of the news. I thought he was mixing two together. I just think that there shouldn't be interference at all with this, you know, situation. There should just be people allowed to come in who are allowed to work, mm-hmm. who are, you know, allowed to just
and
get
no
a
welfare.
Job and not be...
And no welfare.
No welfare handed to them, but also don't keep them from being able to be productive.
Right.
The United States does that to immigrants.
They make life more difficult for them, and therefore life more difficult for all of us, because we could use their services. We could use the work ethic that some of these guys have to, like, you know, we had caller point out tonight, he wanted to get some roofing work done. The only people who would show up were Mexican immigrants.
Yeah,
illegal ones.
Well, we have more on this story about the military possibly. Well, there was rumors, who knows if it's really something Joe Biden said, but there were rumors that military members who refused the shot were going to get dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet at this point, but it could happen. There is that possibility, and there apparently was a woman who refused to wear a mask in the military. Like, and just a few weeks ago, she was discharged from the military over this. Like, she, you know, supposedly she had to wear a mask indoors, and she's like, nope, not going to do that. And so they just kicked her out. Now, I think
was it dishonorable?
I think she got like a normal general discharge. So, no, it was not dishonorable in that case. But that just goes to show that, look, if you want to get out of the military, here's a way to do it.
Yeah, just don't wear a mask.
If you don't want to be part of a force of people that kills innocents all around the planet, and specifically in the Middle East, and you don't want to be part of the force that will likely be used to suppress the United States people. Because who else are they going to use besides the police? They're going to put the military in the streets. If people rise up in the United States, as some people would like to see happen, and again, I'm not in favor of violence, but if people rise up in a peaceful manner and start marching through the streets, you don't think they're going to call in the military? They're going to ignore Posse Comitatus and just, you know, roll out the troops and roll out the tanks? I bet you they will.
Yeah, I'd rather have less people in the military, but...
Yeah, so if you want to get out of the United States military, then maybe this is, you know, a legitimate method to do that.
I'm sure if you stay in and get the shot, you just get a saline solution anyway.
You think so?
I'm not actually sure. I don't know.
Quote, I believe that the military should be able to require these vaccines, and I think every person of sound judgment in this country should take the vaccine, said Representative Mike Rogers, Republican from Alabama. But he also said, and he's on the Armed Services Committee in the House, quote, however, if somebody in good faith in the military says they can't do it, they shouldn't be staying for the rest of their lives with a dishonorable discharge, which basically is like receiving a felony.
Mm-hmm. All right, more on that coming up next, 603-283-6160. If you want to call and get on the show with us with your opinions, more Free Talk Live coming up next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
1-800-260-1160. That's the call-in number for you to call in and get on the show with us and talk about whatever is on your mind, talk about whatever we're talking about with your perspective, bring up a whole new topic, whatever you want. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Studio Dog Coconut, me, your host Bonnie,
and Ian.
And we've been talking tonight a lot about immigration, a lot about the government, you know, overreach in general. And we've brought up the point that people could stand together just opposing the government altogether, from, you know, bullying them and taking their money. But instead they want to stand up to tell the government what they want the government to do for them. That seems to be... You know, it seems to be something that everybody says the leftists do, but the right-wingers do the same thing. Try to stand together and tell the government, we want you to close the borders. We want you to do this because we paid you.
When has that ever worked?
Never worked.
When has the government gang ever done what you wanted them to do the way you wanted them to do it?
Well, you're paying them, Ian.
You sure are. And they have no obligation whatsoever to do anything for you.
Yeah, if you didn't sign a contract with these people.
No, and they wouldn't sign an agreement. And if there was an agreement, it would be like the military one, where basically they can change the terms anytime they want to. So when you join the military, you agree to the United States Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ or something like that. And that is their set of rules. You don't get to change the rules, but they can. So if they want to change all their rules, you know, and in one fell swoop, they can do that. If the Congress wants to come in and make it so it's a guaranteed dishonorable discharge if you don't get the vaccine, they can do that. Now, they're trying to stop that from happening,
some
supposedly. And maybe that'll be the case. But anyway.
Anyways, what I was going to say was, if you want a chance to stand up together against the government, as in, you know, telling them to leave you alone peacefully, I think the only chance for that is moving to New Hampshire. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree, but only if you love liberty. Like, if you are somebody that wants the government to do what you want them to do, like deport people or tax people or create new welfare programs or whatever.
The border.
Yeah, whatever lefty or righty program that that you want them to do, you really don't belong in New Hampshire. You belong in either Texas or in California or Florida, depending on your... So if you're like a leftist, get to California. Man, that's paradise for a leftist. If you love conservatism, get to Texas. Get to South Dakota or Florida. Any one of those is a better choice than places like New York or California for a conservative. But if you love liberty, there's no other choice besides New Hampshire.
Yep. I wanted to read this letter. It's like some kind of an open letter on a... What is this? It's not the Shire.
This is a Reddit post.
Oh, this is a Reddit post that was reposted by some Liberty website.
Oh, was it reposted? Oh, no, that's a Reddit
that you're looking at there.
Oh, that's their... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, the Golden Black Reddit, which is a, I think, anarcho-capitalist Reddit.
Okay, this person's opinion is, it drives me nuts watching typical GOP conservatives fight for freedom and liberty more vehemently than lots of libertarians are. Would you hire a fat personal trainer? Let's say you wanted to lose weight.
No, I would not.
No, I wouldn't either. Let's say you wanted to lose weight and are in the market for hiring someone to help you out. All else being equal, would you choose someone who is in shape or is way too large around the middle section, has a stoma in their neck, and smells a bit off?
Yeah, I would not choose that person.
Maybe the fat trainer has all the right knowledge. Maybe they've studied for years and years, just never bothered putting any of the ideas into practice. Maybe the idea of being healthy is something they find interesting, but not something that they care to experience. To them, it's an academic and intellectual pursuit. They enjoy researching, studying, and debating what makes a person healthy. They know all about how various diets can affect the body. They know the proper form for exercises. They know the right mentality to have to pursue excellent health. They can tell you about it, but they don't bother actually implementing it for themselves. Would you trust that personal trainer? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I wouldn't. I'd probably go with the guy that seems healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, the person that's actually put their theories into action.
Yep. It seems to me that a lot of libertarians are the fat personal trainer. They love the ideas of liberty. They think those are awesome. They read Rothbard and Mises and can tell you about business cycle theory. They will wax poetic that's what it says. They will wax poetic about what the proper opinion is, whether such and such violates the NAP. Their
that's the non-aggression principle.
Have theories about age of majority and contract laws and are in the community, but they don't actually do anything to push for liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Feds.
Yeah, I mean, it frustrates me as well, and I kind of get this feeling whenever I go to, like, a libertarian convention. I feel like everybody there is backpatting each other for how much they care about freedom, but they think that going to a convention is doing something, and it's like, that's not good enough. You've got to do more than that.
Yeah, when I first became a libertarian in 2016, like, I came from the right. Mm-hmm. I was always just, like, believe what my parents believe Fox News was probably pretty much right. It just was so obvious that the left was wrong to me. The only other answer was the right. And I would be arguing with my sister, who was kind of a Bernie bro at the time,
mm-hmm.
on Facebook, and I had a friend that would, like, join in and kind of, like, be somewhat on my side, but making a lot of points I had never heard of before. And I was like, where do you get this information? And he pointed to the Mises Institute and all this stuff, and that's what sparked me being a libertarian.
And how old were you when that happened?
20.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, anyways, like, I started wanting to go meet other libertarians, and I went to... Well, I
this
lived
was
in Utah.
Texas?
Yeah,
oh, Utah.
Sorry. I lived in Utah at the time. I went to, like, a libertarian meetup, and that was the end of me being...
Was this on the military base?
I left the military base.
Okay.
I lived on the military base.
Yeah.
I went to Salt Lake City to
Got
go to a libertarian meetup.
How many people were there?
Wait, I just have to tell you.
Okay.
Like, 20 people. That was the
wow.
end of me being a libertarian
the first time
for,
you went to
for, like, 2 years.
The first time you went to a libertarian meetup was the end for you?
Yeah, I was like, this is ridiculous. This is so weird. These people are not, you know...
Why was it so weird? Because they were all, like, autistic?
I mean, a lot of them were kind of... I mean, there were some cool people there, but...
Mm-hmm. Some of them were freaks?
Some of them were weird. I mean, it wasn't really that they were weird.
What was it?
I just got the idea, like, this is pointless.
Mm.
Like, that's
sitting
the main
around.
Thing I got from it. Sitting around, talking. It was, like, kind of fun. I took my little sister, who wasn't a libertarian, with me just because I didn't want to go alone.
Mm.
And she seemed to be like, that was weird. You know, I just felt...
What were they doing? I mean, like, were they just complaining, or were they talking about doing something?
They were talking about ideas.
Mm-hmm. But not ideas of something to do, just libertarian ideas?
Libertarian ideas.
Like who's right on this issue or what the libertarian viewpoint is, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when I connected with some of them on, like, Facebook and stuff, and, like, they added me to some of their groups and stuff, it was just more fighting. I just found it so cringe. And especially the Mormon/libertarian groups, mm-hmm. I got in fights with them because they were so ridiculous. And I was just like, yeah, I'm being libertarian. This is pointless. Like, we're never going to change anything. I'm going to go to Texas where at least I can be free, I felt like at the time, and just not worry about any of this stuff. Yeah, but, you know, okay.
So they lost you.
Yeah, they lost me because they're lost. You know, they're just not doing anything. So
they have no vision. They have no, there's nothing they can accomplish in such small numbers.
Moving to New Hampshire, like, the idea of that really sparked something in me. And we'll come back to this article when we come back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The police chief in Collierville, Tennessee, is saying it may be the deadliest incident the town has seen in many years. One person is dead and 14 hurt when a gunman opened fire at a Kroger supermarket in the suburb of Memphis. The suspected shooter is also dead from what police say appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Pajnata Dickerson, works at the store. She said she and her co-workers were chased by the gunman.
Kept on shooting. He shot one of my co-workers in the head and then shot one of the customers in the stomach.
An independent CDC advisory panel has voted to recommend booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 shot for people 65 and older, also residents of long-term care facilities, and any people with underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Defense was on Capitol Hill. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight with you, you've got me, Bonnie.
It's me, Ian.
And 603-283-6160 is the number you can call to get on the show with us tonight, talk about whatever is on your mind. You can bring up whatever you want to bring up or talk about what we're talking about. Right now we're talking about libertarians who don't actually do anything. They just talk the talk but don't walk the walk.
The majority of them.
The majority of libertarians.
Sorry to say it. But, of course, that's true for most people, right? There's
about most ideas and things, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talkers and not a lot of doers out there in the world. There's a lot of leader or a lot of followers, not a lot of leaders.
Yeah. It's been a lot more exciting since I got to New Hampshire to actually start being able to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I basically took a hiatus from thinking about the government overreach at all. I just moved to Texas where I thought I'd be more safe from that. And I just was like, well, I'm not going to convince anybody. I'm just, you know, going to live my life. And
I consider all government existence to be overreach. Like, there's no amount of reach that is okay in my book.
I wasn't saying there is.
Just teasing. Go ahead.
But anyways, when I came here to New Hampshire and met you, it seemed I just feel a lot more fulfilled in what I actually believe in. By actually getting out and doing things.
There's so much to do here, it's impossible to actually do it all. You can't.
Yeah.
There are things happening simultaneously in different cities across New Hampshire. There's everything from social events to move-in parties. There's going to be somebody moving into a house in the area, I guess, if they're on, like, their third moving truck.
Yeah, we'll find protests, you know, that are pro-freedom that it wasn't even us or our friends that started.
Just ran into one downtown today. Yep. When we were at downtown eating, we looked over and there's people at Central Square.
Yeah, and me and Nikki accidentally drove to the wrong town and found a protest in favor of what we were looking for once. Okay, but right now we're reading this open letter by a libertarian who's complaining about just that. Libertarians who talk and don't actually do the work.
And he is a free stater, or she, or whoever it is that wrote this, by the way.
Okay, I wasn't sure of that.
Somebody who made the move to New Hampshire.
They were making the connection, or, you know, the analogy, saying that you wouldn't hire a personal trainer to help you lose weight that was fat, even if they could prove that they were the smartest, they knew everything about how to lose weight. You'd probably rather go with one who was in shape and, you know, looked like, you know, they were actually putting their education into action.
Right.
So he was saying that, and he says, it seems to me that a lot of libertarians are the fat personal trainer. They love the ideas of liberty. They think those are awesome. They read Rothbard and Mises and can tell you about the business cycle theory. They will wax poetic about what the proper opinion is, whether such and such violates the NAP, the non-aggression principle. Their evictionists have theories about age of majority and contract laws and are in the community, but they don't actually do anything to push for liberty. What they will do, however, is express themselves. They'll write long papers about how they feel about a certain policy. They'll talk about how democracy is rigged and they could never win. They talk about how they think Bitcoin will save us and decentralization is the path to liberty. They'll talk about how we're all going to live on Mars someday, so just hold tight for that future life in the sky. But they won't bother clogging the gears of the democratic system or building technology on a blockchain or building spaceships. No, no, no. That would require effort. Mm. They're only interested in the concepts of liberty in an academic sense and enjoy speculating on the future. That is why liberty is losing all over the world. The greatest champions of liberty are armchair warriors who don't do anything of value to the liberty movement other than write books and share ideas with people who already agree with them.
Yeah, I mean, those are tough, tough words, but I can't say I disagree with him. Now, that's not to say that the books aren't valuable. Like, if it weren't for the books that I first read, then maybe I wouldn't be as much of a freedom lover as I am today. So I'm grateful for the people that took time out to actually write books. And
yeah, I thought that was kind of a weird criticism. I think,
but he's not wrong at the same time, because libertarians are great at writing things, and they're not doing much else. And he's absolutely right that most of them are just sort of passed around within the community. Hmm. And, you know, now and then you'll reach out to somebody and you'll give them a book they've never read before, and maybe they'll read it and they'll become a libertarian as a result of that. So it's not impossible to use these tools or use books as tools to help recruit people to the ideas of freedom. I've done that before. So I'm grateful for that. But I think the most important point about libertarian books is there's really not much new that's being brought to the table. There's old books from decades ago that, while the numbers may be off, like if you're looking at charts from the 70s, if a book was written in the 1970s, they obviously don't have charts from today. So, you know, if you read a book from today, then it's more up to date with numbers like that. That's why Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, which is a great libertarian book that is fantastic to use to bring people that are, for instance, on the left into the ideas of freedom, she's updated that four times. So she's constantly updating all the numbers in the books and adding new, you know, cartoons and charts to kind of update it to today. But ultimately, there's really no new ideas, and there's not that many ways to communicate these old ideas of liberty. So we don't honestly need a bunch of new books at this point. We've got plenty of them.
Yeah, and honestly, I've been thinking a lot recently about something that Jeremy Kaufman was saying. Mm-hmm. He's saying that you're not going to convince people academically that liberty is the correct way to go. You should just focus on the people who understand it organizing together. I don't like the pessimistic, like Chris Wade, like those people are, you know, there's only 3% of libertarians and the rest are horrible, you know, people that want to control us all. So you just need to forget about those people. It's kind of Chris Wade. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but
yeah, I'm definitely more leaning towards Jeremy Kaufman than I would be on Chris, our co-host on that one. And I used to have the opinion that, oh, well, most people are libertarian. They just don't know it yet. I used to believe that. And I don't think that's true anymore. And I think the COVID thing made that crystal clear to me, whereas it maybe hadn't been before. I think there's a lot of people that do want freedom for themselves, but they don't want freedom for others.
Yeah, I've said it once, and I said it a lot on the show, and I'll say it again. I was just completely, like, floored and shocked by the fact that all these people who are, like, my friends' parents and, you know, whatever, these Texans were just like, okay, government, we'll put a mask on our face and we'll close church, whatever you say, because there's a flu going around. Like, I was literally shocked. I never would have thought that was coming so soon.
And like, to Texas.
And to Texas. Like, it was completely shocking. Everybody's just a bunch of little, you know, babies who want to be taken care of.
Yeah, I don't know if they're all babies necessarily, but as I think was pointed out on the show the other night, if you treat people like children, don't be surprised if they act like children. And I think that if you treat people like adults, they'll act more adult. If people behave based on incentives, right? So if there's a lot of welfare around, you're going to find people are going to go for the welfare because it's available, and why not? It's free money, right? So, but then they become addicted to it, and then getting them off the welfare becomes a real task, and then they don't want the government to go away because that means their welfare payments will go away. We encountered some right-wingers at a recent protest that were concerned about their welfare payments in the act during the act of secession, like what would happen to our Social Security, etc. So if you treat people like adults, they'll act more like adults. So I'm with Jeremy Kaufman on his point that we need to get the people who already agree with liberty together. We need to become a strength, you know, a strong economic bloc, and we need to become a strong voting bloc and a strong disobedience bloc, and all of these things we can do with large numbers of people. And that's what the Free State Project and the migration, the freedom migration to New Hampshire allows us to do. And that changes everything, because if there's enough freedom lovers in one place, then that large group of people that would normally like just put the mask on to go along to get along, the go along to get along people will then start acting more freedom loving. And they'll be, their viewpoint will be, oh yeah, I've always agreed with you libertarians. I've always been with you guys. And then all of a sudden we're the majority. Mm. That's how it's going to go.
It kind of seems like a lot of conservatives are coming out with a Woodward's tactic. They've always agreed with, you know, libertarians. Actually, that cop that you were going to tell the story about at the beginning of the show, I think we forgot about that. Yeah, he was trying to act like, oh, yeah, I've always been, you know, down with you free keeners.
Yeah, he was acting like he's always been our buddy. When
yeah, he's trying to act like he's a big libertarian. Yeah, he's a cop. Anyways, Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. So, change the number on your phone for. We're on live every night from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Liberty in Our Lifetime. Get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Although physical tickets are sold out, you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will be speaking at this October 16th event. Get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. I'd also like to thank Shooty HG, who's a silver level amplifier. What's an amplifier, Ian?
Somebody who has joined the AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com, like Shooty HG, for $5 a month. And that's the silver level. You can do more if you want, but $5 is all we ask. And you get some cool perks and some bennies for doing that. And it helps us spread the ideas of liberty. So if that's.
Let's get on more radio stations.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks, dude.
Thanks, Shooty HG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go right into your calls and thoughts. We have Phil. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, Phil?
Hi. I'm just planning my move to New Hampshire, and I'll be there next week. I'm looking forward to it. I have no clue how to connect with anyone out there. I've been to some kind of clubhouse in Dover where they had poker games, and but I have my Instagram canceled, so
nice.
I had some connections there. And now I have no clue how to get a hold of anybody.
All right. Well, this isn't that hard. First of all, congratulations on your move.
You live in California, right?
Yeah.
I do, but I'm actually going to be bi-coastal, so I'll be coming back here probably once or twice a month.
Oof.
But I mean, I want my main residence is going to be New Hampshire.
That's going to be a tough. That's going to be a tough thing to do. It's going to be like shocking after you've been here for a little while to go back out there. It's going to be hard to handle, I think. But anyway, congrats on that. Here's some of the things you can do. There are some publicly available activism calendars. There's one of them. The Free State Project is the host of, and I've made a handy little link that'll take you right over to it. You can just go to calendar.shiresociety.com, and that'll take you to the New Hampshire Freedom, I don't know what they call it exactly, but it's like the New Hampshire Activist Calendar, and it's got different public events for all across all of New Hampshire, basically. And so you can kind of click around through that and see what's available and what's near you or whatever, or where you want to go, and show up to those events and start meeting people, and they'll get you plugged into chat rooms and message boards and groups and things like that. So I'd say that's probably the easiest thing, is find a physical thing that's happening, go to that thing, and start meeting people. You can also go to the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com, which is, you know, you'll meet some people online that way, but the best way is to just go to a thing in real life.
Oh, that'd be great. And could I give out my new Instagram handle if people want to add me?
Yeah, if you want.
So I can make connections.
I don't know how well that's going to work, but you can try it.
Man, if I get one or two people, hit me up.
Okay.
It's XPhil603X.
XPhil with a PHIL603X.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
What was made you, you know, what was the driving factor for you to finally decide to leave California?
Well, I've been a resident of San Francisco for 5 years.
Oh, you poor man.
And I just moved to Sacramento, but even here it's getting ridiculous, and I'm ready to leave, and I have the cooperation of my daughter's mom, so.
Great.
I talked to you guys last year. I actually went to Utah for like 6 weeks last year.
Oh, were you the dude that went to Utah just to go to the gym?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
What are the gyms like right now in California? Can you go in without a mask now, or are they still crazy?
Oh, yeah. Well, where I live, it's not as bad. Mm-hmm. I live in the northern suburbs of Sacramento.
Okay.
So it's the gym. No one wears a mask in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might see one or two people with a mask on. To be honest, around here, mask wearing isn't really a huge thing. I go in. I haven't worn a mask in months.
Mm. And, but it's still California, and you still have to pay for all the crazy crap in, you know, the rest of the state.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's, I mean, if I want to go visit my friends in San Francisco, it's insane. Like now, like you can't even go anywhere. Like people, like they harass you about like vaccines and masks, and it's out of hand. I feel sad. But the thing is, like, I love San Francisco. I had a great time there.
Mm-hmm.
Met a lot of good people. And it's
time
unlivable.
To go.
I mean, and the crime there is off the charts.
Wow.
Right now.
Hey, thanks, man, and congratulations. Again, check out calendar.shiresociety.com, and that'll give you a good list of what's happening and where it's happening, and just show up at stuff. And there's public events like Taproom Tuesdays out in Manchester. There's Social Sundays in Keene. I think there's something out on the seacoast. It's just too far away. I don't know what it is, but I think it's on that calendar. And then, you know, like I said, you'll get connected.
Well, he sounds like a great example of somebody who has every excuse in the world. You know, oh, I've got my baby and my baby's mom in California, and I'm all the way over here, and I just love San Francisco. But he still cares enough about liberty to want to move to a place where people are gathering together.
He made it work.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Do you want to get back to this this letter to Reddit by a libertarian?
All right. Do you want me to start off and the next paragraph?
So this is a guy who's a free stater. He's calling out libertarians for being do-nothings, basically.
Talkers and not doers.
Yeah.
He says they won't bother clogging the gears of the democratic system or building technology on a blockchain or building spaceships. No, no, no. None of that that would require effort. They're only interested in the concepts of liberty in an academic sense and enjoy speculating on the future. That is why liberty is losing all over the world. The greatest champions of liberty are armchair warriors who won't do anything of value to the liberty movement other than write books and share ideas with people who already agree with them. It's not about the fight for the future of humanity. No, no, no. It's about the joys of self-expression. Will they try to win a debate? Sure, so long as the debate comes to them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to bother going out of their way to do so. Hell, they might even try to win debates on strategy, because those are the fun ones, but you'll never see them actually implementing the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They just provide a quick, see what someone ought to do is, dot, dot, dot. Then we have free staters, a veritable tour de force of the liberty movement, with no one even coming close. They basically flipped the GOP in the state, passed countless laws to fight back against the state, lowered taxes, legalized guns, attacked leftist propaganda outlets, got kids out of public school, put car tint back on windows, got the state off the asses of cryptocurrency businesses. I could go on. It's genuinely difficult to even establish a list of the accomplishments of free staters because there's so many of them. Why is that? Simple. Free stater is a self-selecting sample of libertarians who are passionate enough to actually do something to fight for liberty. No useless distractions. No Honduran real estate scams. Well, except for Mark. Just kidding. No. Well, if you
Poor
want...
Mark.
Well, if you wait 50 years, you might be able to be free if you can survive on a diet of fish or Mars lettuce. In New Hampshire, if someone says, see, what someone ought to do is, they're immediately hit with, so why don't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Ian's always saying that.
Mm.
That alone cuts down on the BS ratio. But it's cold in New Hampshire. Free staters love liberty enough to put on a coat for the cause.
Mm.
But it's still a democracy. Free staters are willing to pay by the rules or break them and therefore actually win, despite people saying it's impossible. You might be thinking, am I one of those useless libertarians who think the mere fact that I have the proper opinions validates my club membership? It's possible that you are. I'm not going to make that decision for you. You are going to have to make that assessment on your own. If you are strong enough to admit to yourself that you are, I might recommend that you go do something for the cause of liberty. Figure out what your niche is. A half-drunk Republican who takes a stand for liberty is more valuable to the cause of liberty than a dude who has read Human Action 15 times, but otherwise does nothing.
Yeah, I can't say I disagree with that. And that's not to say that the Republicans care about freedom more than you do. It just means some of them are out there doing more than you are if you're one of these do-nothing libertarians. So, you know, I agree with him. Start doing a thing. Although better than start now, start planning your move to New Hampshire. And then, like the last guy said, you know, figure out how to get plugged in here and find things that you want to do.
Yeah, and you'll have a team helping you actually get things done. Less excuses.
That
this
makes
has been
a lot better.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening. All right.
See you tomorrow.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.